Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of January 2017, and this is the 730th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm so glad today is Tuesday. Yesterday began to feel a bit too much of running about and getting very hot and not being sure that I would get things done in time. But as I mentioned last night, it had all transpired quite well. It had just left me in a bit of an exhaustion. So I slept very well last night. Not just exhaustion that can sometimes lead you to stay awake, but also with the Qigong, I think I slept really well. I overslept I had really wanted to go for a morning walk this morning because I knew it was going to be cool. But I didn't wake up in time. But I went after the quiz. It was still cool enough to walk. And I did the whole loop. So I had a lovely 2-hour walk. I just felt so refreshed by it, and I realised how long it's been since I've been up there. And I think I've mentioned before that it takes me quite a long time to unwind. I'm very aware of how quickly my thoughts go from something quite benign into a sort of worry mode or a reenacting conversation mode or an enacting conversations that haven't happened that I don't want to have happen. A sort of loop thoughts. And so I was bringing myself back from those very consciously this morning as I was walking, but also realizing that maybe I haven't meditated for a while. And also my Qigong practice stopped over Christmas and New Year. So I had about 4 weeks of not doing Qigong. And it makes such a difference. It's quite a meditative practice, even though they're exercises. It really focuses my mind. So it was interesting to see that. Having said that, that makes it sound as if I had a walk that was just filled with worry and strife, which it wasn't at all. It was an absolutely beautiful morning. And it seemed to be the morning of small birds. I'd noticed the day before when I went for a shorter walk, the sun coming through the tails of the fantails. Today there were, I found a little, I don't know what they'd be called. I was going to say a coven. That doesn't seem right for them at all. A little group of blue wrens. Really gorgeous little birds. And they always seem to be in groups. You can't really say a flock of blue wrens because they're on the ground. I suppose you could talk about flocks of geese on the ground. Flock does not feel right for blue wrens. And I also came across some tiny birds. I'm not sure what they were, but they were making this very strange sound, not emanating from their throats, but they were pecking between the very dry, curled bark and the tree, so that the bark was peeling from these eucalypts, and they were presumably getting insects or something like that from behind this peeling bark. But it was like this really quite loud crackle above my head as I was walking. And there were several other birds I didn't recognize. It really makes me want to find out, maybe take a little book with me at some point, because by the time I get home, what I imagine I saw has completely changed into some mythological creature. I do know, and I do stay with the fact that they were all tiny birds. And that's often quite unusual here because we have these raucous, bigger birds. We have cockatoos and crows and kookaburras, who are all kind of very noisy and bigger, and wattle birds as well. So just seeing all these really tiny little birds was lovely this morning. I came home and I went back to bed, and then did a little bit of work this afternoon at the cafe as usual, and now I've been tidying up for the writer's cave tonight. So I'm really looking forward to the writer's cave. Very glad to have had quite a long sleep today, so that I have the energy for tonight. And tomorrow morning is going to be cool again, so I'm going to make the most of that, because the next day is not going to be cool at all, or the day after that. So these days need to be seized. It's interesting. It's quite difficult to work out a way of planning that allows for the days. I mean, to some extent, they're forecast, so there's a way of knowing what's likely to happen. But it makes it difficult if you've got particular things on particular days. I really want to make the most of days that it's really comfortable to be out, to be outside and walking. But I'm aware that that means that other things are going to be pushed aside. And there are going to be some weeks when it's really not pleasant to walk at all, and other weeks when it's lovely to walk every morning. So I need to be, I realise also that there are going to be times when I just can't go walking because there are other things that need to be done. But I want to make sure that, yes, that I don't pin myself down so much that I can't embrace what happens, with the weather, but maybe other opportunities as well. But all this is in my floating month, my floating January, just seeing how things slot into place. And it feels to me too that that is beginning to work. I feel as if I'm getting a rhythm without having to think, kind of intellectually think about it. It just comes quite easily. And I do think that quite often I try to force things into a structure, and then I feel bound by that structure and feel as if I've failed if I don't stick to it. So I must remind myself of this, that if you leave it a bit of space and just ponder about it, that things are quite likely just to fall into place. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've had the rest that you need, that you've been able to embrace the day or some part of it, and that you feel confident that whatever it is that's most important to you will get done, is getting done, is in the pipeline, is being mulched, is being dreamt about. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.